Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we're investigating sustainable and responsible outdoor recreation.
Outdoor recreation is massive here in Idaho. In fact, a recent study found that 79% of Idahoans participate in outdoor recreation, ranking the state third behind Alaska and Montana.
Right. And outdoor recreation supports a huge economy in Idaho, generating $7.8 billion in consumer spending annually and supporting 7,800 jobs in the state.
But while it's fantastic that we're able to enjoy our natural environment, we should be respectful of it and try to minimize the impacts of our recreation.
My name's Justin Daly, and I am director of the Idaho State University Outdoor Adventure Center. And my role over there is to oversee the recreation here at Idaho State University and then also adjunct faculty in the human performance and sports studies. And we run the outdoor education degree program and minor.
Justin is our local expert in outdoor recreation. As the director of the ISU Adventure Center, he's heavily involved in facilitating year-round recreational opportunities and in the training of the next generation of outdoor instructors. I started by asking Justin, what is sustainable recreation?
Well, I would say that sustainable recreation would be, in my opinion, I would be talking largely about human-powered recreation in a regional area where we can go out and we can participate in things. And once we're done with that, we've had a reasonably minimal impact on the environment and we could replicate this over and over and over without vastly changing things. That being said, we can't go recreate without having some impact or interference with that natural environment.
Justin continued to explain that sustainable recreation has much to do with being responsible and respecting both the environment and other people.
I think all of us, as we go out there, whether an individual is engaging in human-powered recreation, hiking, riding a mountain bike, or whether they're moving into something more fringe like an e-bike or into more motorized travel, I think each of these can be done in an incredibly responsible manner that protect the environment and allow for other user groups to also appreciate the area.
We asked Justin how he teaches and encourages responsible recreation.
Well, one of the things we do is with every one of our activities, we introduce people to Leave No Trace principles.
The Leave No Trace principles are made up of seven key concepts. These concepts of outdoor ethics are designed to minimize the impacts of visiting the outdoors and include proper waste disposal, being considerate of wildlife and other people, and fire safety.
And that's really important to us, that if we go out and recreate and damage what we have, either organizations are going to come in and create rules and regulations, or it's just going to be spoiled. And so it's important that we educate folks about that. Or if we're not the expert in the specific type of recreation they're looking for, we help them find that information they're looking for.
Now more than ever, these principles are extremely important. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, local outdoor recreation is becoming more popular, and the environment is feeling that pressure.
It's been an absolute explosion in outdoor recreation. Tons of folks are getting out there and trying new things and super happy to see people going out and recreating. And it's been positive for us to be able to provide them with the equipment they need. But one of the things that we're noticing is that as people are getting out and exploring these type of things, they might not understand all of the ethics as far as minimizing their impact. And I think that's important that we have the opportunity to talk about this and bring that awareness to people that as they travel out there, you know, pack it in, pack it out, that if they're out recreating on the trails and it's muddy and they're leaving tire tracks or they're leaving footprints, it's probably not an appropriate time to be on that trail. And making sure that they're sensitive to things like wildlife in the wintertime, where a lot of the trails in our area travel through sensitive winter wildlife habitat. And so it's important that we respect all those things, especially as more and more people get out.
Of course, Justin is an advocate for outdoor recreation, but he's also an advocate for sustainable recreation.
Again, I wouldn't want to discourage anyone from getting out there. I think we just need to take and ramp up our education efforts to make sure that people understand how to go out and recreate properly, how to do things like pack out their trash, how to pack out their dog's solid waste. Take some classes on it, you know, kind of up your game, up your skill level. Read some books, check out some things online like lnt.org. If you're a motorized user, look at some of the tread lightly ethics. Become educated and get out there and recreate and do it responsibly.
I continued by asking Justin, what are some of the key tips he has for local people who want to get out there and enjoy the local landscapes?
Some of the key tips is just kind of plan ahead and prepare to make sure that they've done the time to do their homework, understand where they're going, what those regulations are, what they should be doing in that area, understand things like, are the trails muddy? Are they ready to be recreated on? And probably the best advice I would have for anybody is understanding individual private landowner rights. And if it's private land, to get permission to cross and recreate on their land. And once you do have permission to be able to cross and recreate on their land, to do it incredibly responsibly.
And finally, for those who want to put these tips to use, we asked Justin what the Outdoor Adventure Center offers.
We have a lot of different things that we offer. Everything from equipment rentals that are available for the community. And we rent everything from cross-country skis, snowshoes, to kayaks, to tents. We have our Portneuf yurt system that's available for individuals to come rent 4 different backcountry yurts. In addition to that, we have a challenge course facility that we invite the community to come in. And then we do a lot of community events like our Open Climber, our Open Kayak program, where the community or students, faculty, staff are encouraged to come participate in different climbing and boating activities with us.
Thanks very much to Justin Daly, the director of ISU's Outdoor Adventure Center. You can find the Adventure Center on the first floor of the Pond Student Union on ISU's Pocatello campus. We would also like to take the opportunity to acknowledge and thank AISU and the Bengal Service Corps for organising multiple service opportunities this week in honour of Earth Day. In addition, the ISU Sustainability Club is organising 2 events to celebrate Earth Day, this Thursday, April 22nd. The first event is a community trail cleanup in collaboration with the Sagebrush Steppe Land Trust. And the second is an environmental policy discussion panel in collaboration with the Political Science Club, and that's called What the What. For times and more information, visit the ISU Sustainability Club website.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.